content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge for the North Carolina Reading Service, and I will be reading the contents of the Lions Express, the newsletter for the Lions Club of District 31S, for the month of February of 2026. And we'll start off with the top page from the Lions Express. AI is taking over in the best way. Lions AI, the suite of artificial intelligence-powered tools being introduced in the Lions Club's ecosystem, can significantly help clubs by streamlining administrative tasks, enhancing communication, and boosting service impact. These AI resources, like Lions Map to Grow for membership growth and planning, and Lions Market to Grow for marketing and storytelling, can help clubs develop outreach strategies, generate content for social media or press, and free up volunteer time so members can focus more on service and community engagement. Additionally, AI assistants like the one on lionsclubs.org can suggest project ideas and support recruitment efforts, helping clubs operate more efficiently and grow their local impact. For more information, visit lionsvirtual.org for more information about how Lions AI can help your club. Just see what AI can do for your Council of Governors. And there is an AI-generated image of some of your top representatives looking very smart. Here's an obituary for Julia Raley Justice, 1226-1936 to 1209-2025. Julia Rainey Justice of Raleigh, North Carolina, passed away on Tuesday, December 9, 2025, at the age of 88, following a brief battle with lung cancer. She was born on December 26, 1936, in Suffolk, Virginia, and previously survived breast cancer in 2008. Julia attended the College of William and Mary and graduated from Meredith College with a bachelor's degree in education. She worked as an elementary school teacher in Virginia and North Carolina before dedicating herself to her family as a wife, mother, and homemaker. She later worked for many years in the stockroom at JCPenney at North Hills Mall in Raleigh and remained active in retirement through gym classes. She married Herbert Aiden Justice of Forest City, North Carolina, on July 8th of 1961, and they shared 64 years of marriage. Julia was the mother of two daughters, Lee and Michelle, and a devoted grandmother. She cherished lifelong friendships from her hometown and remained close to them throughout her life. An active member of the North Raleigh Lions Club for more than 25 years, Julia served on its board and was honored with the Melvin Jones Fellowship Award for her humanitarian service. She strongly supported Lions Club initiatives benefiting the blind, including the NC Lions VIP Fishing Tournament. A lifelong Methodist, she also created knitted and crocheted prayer shawls and blankets for those in need. Julia enjoyed reading, card games, dominoes, and attending author events at Quail Ridge Books. She was a devoted NC State Wolfpack fan, holding football season tickets for over 60 years and attending home basketball games. She was known for her excellent baking, especially her pound cake, deviled eggs, and sweet potato casserole. She was preceded in death by her parents, Otis and May King Raley, her sister Martha Raley Mundy, and her daughter Rebecca Lee Justice Hedrick. She is survived by her husband Herb, daughter Michelle Justice, son-in-law Greg Hedrick, wife Nita, and grandsons Gregory Hedrick, Logan Hedrick, and Alexander Hedrick. The family extends sincere thanks to Bayada Home Health Care, Rex Hospital, and Heartland Hospice for their compassionate care, as well as to members of the North Raleigh Lions Club and friends for their support. A celebration of life service will be held on February 21st at 1 p.m. at Mitchell Funeral Home, 7209 Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh, North Carolina. Julia's ashes will be interred at Raleigh Memorial Park. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made in her honor to the NC Lions VIP Fishing Tournament or the American Lung Association. Here are some notices of sicknesses and injuries. PDG Ron Beltran. Ron fell on the ice and snow in his driveway during the snowstorm that braced us a couple of weeks ago. The fall resulted in a brain bleed and injuries to his hip, shoulder, and ribs. Fortunately, there were no breaks, and three CT scans at Duke Hospital show good results. PT and OT assessed him and recommended a rehab center, so he will get PT and OT every day, then release him to home health PT-OT, and if needed, to outpatient therapy. He has remained cognizant, no signs of stroke, even remembering some things better than Barbara or others. He's still a bit sore, but with every passing day, he's getting better, and we are all thankful he is on the mend. Passing Lions. Lion Tommy Harrell from the Hertford Lions Club passed on February 9th. His funeral was held on February 11th at Great Hope Baptist Church. The Littleton Lions Club recently lost two members from their club, Lion Jim Hogan and Lion Carol Warfall. Please keep the family and club members of these Lions in your thoughts, and we thank them for all the service they gave to their clubs during their time. AMD Low Vision Month. February is AMD Low Vision Awareness Month, a time to raise awareness about age-related macular degeneration and low vision and how do they impact millions of people and their independence. By promoting early detection, regular eye exams, and access to vision care and support services, we can help protect sight and improve quality of life for those affected. Arturo Lara receives the Governor's Pin. Arturo Lara was a member of the Leo Club at Manio High School approximately 10 years ago. Following his graduation, he became a member of the Manio Lions Club, where he has remained actively involved. Each summer, Arturo volunteered at the Lost Colony concession stand operated by the Manio Lions Club and participated in the annual NCVIP fishing tournament, along with numerous other events sponsored by the club. 3 years ago, Arturo enlisted in the U.S. Army and is currently serving in South Korea. During his time abroad, he has continued his commitment to service by becoming involved with the local Lions Club in the community where he is stationed. Recently, Arturo was presented with the Governor's Pin for Lions District 354B by Mr. Aum, past president of the Songtan Lions Club in South Korea. This is a tremendous honor and a proud moment for the Manio Lions Club, recognizing one of our own who exemplifies service by dedicating himself both to his country and to the community in which he serves. Arturo, we are so very proud of everything you have accomplished. And that is accompanied by a lovely photo of Arturo and the man presenting this medal and a picture of the Governor's Pin. Join the pride of LCIF supporters. Across North Carolina, our Lions continue to serve with compassion and commitment, lifting communities and changing lives. But our impact doesn't stop with our hands-on service. It's fueled by the generosity we extend through our support of Lions Clubs International Foundation. Our LCIF coordinators are calling on every Lion in our great state to make an individual contribution to LCIF this year. Whether your gift is modest or monumental, it carries the power to transform lives worldwide. The truth is, you don't need to give $1,000 to be recognized, although such a gift earns you a prestigious Melvin Jones Fellowship. There are meaningful and accessible ways to support the foundation and still be honored for your generosity. Under IPAP Singh, LCIF has launched a dynamic recognition initiative that celebrated donors at several levels. There's a bronze pin for a donation of $50 to $99, a silver pin for $100 to $199, and a gold pin for $200 and up. Your contribution helps fund disaster relief, youth programs, vision services, and much more. 2026 NC Lions State Convention. Welcome to the Change is the theme for this year's NC Lions State Convention. What better way to show change than by going digital? The NC Lions State Convention now has its own website. A big thanks goes to Lion Tony Angel for his assistance with the site, and PDG's Susan O'Brien and Barbara Thompson, and Lion Riley Proctor for their efforts in creating all the forms and the QR codes. Join us at the Greensboro High Point Marriott Hotel from April 17th to 19th. Thanks to the success of last year's program ad sales, meal prices have been significantly reduced. Friday fun night is just $15. Saturday breakfast is $15. Saturday lunch is free for registered attendees. The banquet is $38, and Sunday's grab-and-go breakfast is free, courtesy of the PDG organization. That's five meals for only $68. This year, you can select and pay for your meals online. The registration form includes a QR code that links directly to the registration page and meal options, and you can pay by credit card. Payments are processed through Zephy. At checkout, Zephy may suggest a contribution to cover processing fees, but you can choose other and enter any amount you prefer, including zero. Visit the website linked above for more information about the weekend, as well as being able to register for the convention and your hotel room. We can't wait to see everyone there. And then, of course, there follows a registration form with all the information on the cost of the meals. There's also information about the room. The room rate for Lions for this convention is $132 plus a tax and service charge. And that rate is only available until March 26th. Of 2026. So don't delay. Call 888-236-2427 to register your room. And be sure to tell them that you're looking for the group rate for the North Carolina Lions 2026 State Convention. Here's a page of club events. Apex Lions Club. During the week of January 25th, the Apex Lions Club volunteered at Neighbor Up in Apex, formerly the Western Wake Crisis Ministry, sorting food packages for several hours. Apex Lions have supported Western Wake Crisis Ministry for many years, and that will continue with Neighbor Up. Midwinter Food Drive. During District NNS Midwinter Convention, we had our annual food drive, the best midwinter food drive to date, as we collected 510 pounds of non-perishable food and personal care items. We also collected $560.50 in cash donations. Please bring additional items to the state convention April 17th to 19th. A flyer with items will be sent out separately. Whitaker's Lions Club. District Governor Dwayne Turner visited the Whitaker's Lions Club on February 3rd to discuss ongoing news from the district and to remind club members to sell Camp Dogwood tickets. While in attendance, he presented Lion Mike Johnson a 40-year chevron for his years and service. Thank you, Lion Mike, for all of your service to the Whitaker's Lions Club. And lastly, here's a notice about Miracles in Sight. They are at 4750 Commercial Park Court in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And this is to announce that there is a tour. Join North Carolina Lions for a tour of the new Miracles in Sight facility in Clemens, North Carolina. The date for that tour is Friday, May 15th. There will be a later announcement as to the precise time. Space is limited, so you need to reserve your spot. To do that, contact Lion Glenda Grant at grgrant28@gmail.com or text her at 919-306-4430. And that, folks, is the end of the Lions Club newsletter, or the Lions Express from District 31S. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. This newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. And we thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.